Well, good morning. It's a wonderful time of the year, bright, beautiful sunshine, and we're glad you're here. We got some announcements this morning that I want to share with you. And see what Phil has in here. Ed New is going to be here from the United Methodist Foundation. I'm not sure I'm going to make that, Janie, but if I don't, tell me thank you for serving. I may be over here, but I'm not sure. Palm Sunday is next week. And a very important thing at 2 o'clock, if you're up to it, I hope and pray that you can. The bishop's going to be at St. Paul's for his listening tour, and he does listen. I don't think he pays attention, but he does listen. So, just wanted to remind you that. Hope and pray that you can do it. Now, Judy will get mad at me because she gets mad at me all the time. But the reason why I say that is she had hernia surgery now 4 weeks ago, and she's still having problems in that area. Friday, the doctor sent her over to radiology to do a wet, we haven't seen the doctor yet. And she's been talking and fooling with the idea that maybe she wants to go to the emergency room. Now, she decided yesterday she wouldn't come into church, but this morning she got up and she took some medicine and she said, I'm going to church, but if it's worse after church, then I want to go to the emergency room. I said all that to say this. It's an important meeting that the bishop's going to be there, but if she goes to the emergency room, I won't be at the bishop's meeting. I sent Catherine Pluck-Price an email this morning and a text to let her know that I may or may not be there, but it is an important meeting, and I hope those of you who can go will go, and if I can go, I'll be there, but she's more important to me than the bishop.